And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So how do you say hello to everybody? Hello? Howdy? Hola? Kind of a general generic? Or do we just kind of mumble it of, I'm here. I'm awake. I've showed up. I've arrived. Don't bother me. Kind of sets the tone for how we interact with people. And not every day needs to be chipper and cheery. Not every day can be. With ups comes downs. So we see the balance of life and how everything kind of works out together. And again, it sets that mood, sets the tone for how the conversation may progress. And you can't, again, always be happy. Sometimes you go up and you talk to someone and you say, hey, how's it going? You're having a great day. You just, the skies are blue, the robin on your shoulder is singing a tune and having a wonderful time. Someone else is not, and they're ready to knock your block off, pop you in the nose. Definitely got mean looks at the last job, understandably so. Last job was not dancing girls and ice cream, and so everybody kind of was miserable. Same old BS day in and day out. And when you come in, trying to make the best of your day, trying to psych yourself up, put that fake smile on, lie to yourself just enough so that way you can be that positive force within someone else's day. One of the little rules I have is do your best to make someone else smile, one person, in the day. And then you can go back being a grouch. Just improve one other person's day. But again, walking into the work, into the job, into the office with that chipper smile, handful of people would be angry that I was always so happy. I was never always that happy. Again, it was just that point, that facade, that face, trying to psych myself up to enjoy eating the turd sandwich that management had to offer me that day. And so I'd tone it down. Definitely wouldn't be as chipper. But I still try and maintain that positive outlook within the day. I don't want my day to be any less bad. I want to do my best to pass on at least a little bit of good karma, some good vibes to everybody that's out there. And so I'd let bygones be bygones, let the grumpy people be grumpy, have a good time with the people that would choose to smile and laugh with me. And even sometimes within the darkest of days, we'd find that gallows humor just enough to brighten it up, just enough to crack that smile to keep us moving. So that way we can have a good day. We can have a bright day. We can have a day that we will enjoy at least on a momentary level, some level. But that's just the introduction, the start of our conversation with other individuals. What about when we depart, when we part ways with these people? How do we say goodbye? Do we just kind of wave? Do we say ciao? Do we say adios? Do we say hasta la vista, baby? Or do we say have a good day? I was going to get coffee this morning, and they were the whole crew was in a much better mood when I showed up for whatever reason. It seemed at that point in time, just, oh, everybody's having a good day. I walk in with my normal hello and having a smile and making sure someone else is going to have that better day. But every time that I've left this coffee shop after getting my coffee, I've told them to have a successful day, not just a good day. And it's just one of those little things that I've found that everybody can have a good day. Everybody's aiming to have a good day. Good almost sounds mediocre. Good just means not bad. So you can tell people to have a great day, have a fantastic day, as I think people should, do their best to. And again, hopefully those good vibes, those little bits of smiles can affect someone else in just the right enough way. But fantastic and great kind of all go together. They blend together with that good day. Have a good day. And again, you should have that good day. But when someone tells you to have a successful day, there's more than just good. It's more than great. It's more than fantastic. There's a sense of achievement that is attempted to be instilled. In this coffee shop that I go to, mom and pop owned coffee shop, a little family run deal. And I believe in them. I'm talking to them this morning again about another mom and pop coffee, not a coffee shop, another mom and pop store in the area and comparing them to a big box store and the selection that's on the shelf. Now, in certain aspects, their selection is non-existent. But in other aspects, they have all the bells and whistles that you'd be looking for that you wish you could find in a storefront of this big box store. You can find them all online, but you can't test them. You can't feel them. You can't pick them up, toss them between your hands, click the buttons, see how they work, see how they sound, see if they're cheap plastic or high-quality polished metal. And so I want these people to succeed. Now, they may not make CEO-style funding. CEO budgets be out on their yacht, but they're chasing their own dream. They're chasing something that they believe in. They're hungry. They're putting in the hours. They're fighting for that little bit of extra effort to make all the ends meet. And it's a tough gig, as we all know. And so I don't want these people to just have a good day. Again, I want them to have a successful day so that way I can come back tomorrow and have a good conversation. Good little 2-minute conversation while they make up my latte so I can take it, be done with it before I get to work. But all those times that I sat there and, or didn't sit there, but was walking away and have your successful day, they just kind of soaked it in. And I guess one day last week or 2 days last week, I didn't show up. It's kind of funny. I only show up once or twice a week, but I walked in. They said they missed me last week and wanted to thank me for, not to pat myself on the back, sorry, but for introducing that phrase, have a successful day, because they've started using it. They've started telling their customers that and having them take that moment to pause, to reflect, to say, yeah, that's a bigger achievement than just a good day. And it was cool to have them come back and tell me that something that I've just done, somewhere out of consideration, but nothing out of a point of being high and mighty. Just, again, be successful. Keep doing what you're doing so I can come back. And then they tell their customers, have a successful day. And it works out even better for the coffee shop because then their customers come back. And when the day is successful and the day is great, somehow you reflect back, you think back to that person that instilled this effort, this target of success. Setting your day up to be put on a higher pedestal than something than just mediocre. And so their day has become successful. My day became more successful. It definitely put a little bit more of a pep in my step. Kind of like I influenced someone's day enough that they influenced someone else's day. And they're going to do it more often. They don't have to. That's okay. Was not expecting it, but it happened. And so as I realize that this podcast is extremely short, that's okay. Short, simple, to the point. I want you all to go out and not have just a good day. I'd like for you all to have a fantastic day at the bare minimum, but have yourself a successful day, reaching somewhere just beyond the average. Don't have to go too far above and beyond. Just something that says, today was worth going out and doing whatever it is that I had to do. And I did it right, did it proper, and I did it just above expectation. Or maybe right at expectation. You didn't fail. Every day can't be a success, but we can aim for it. We can hope for it. And we can pray that other people can succeed and get to that point. But I've been Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, 3S. You find me on Twitter, I guess. We'll see. They're locking that down pretty quick compared to what it was just a couple years ago when they were just kicking people off and shadow banning people. Now they're actually locking it down. But I'm on Twitter, X, as it's now called. Thank you, Elon. At Billy Bones. Then I'm also on Mastodon, the Fediverse. Gonna have to start up my own instance so everybody can find me, but that is at Billy Bones at noagendasocial.com. I've got a website. If you can't get in contact with me on either of those platforms, that's okay. You go to billybones.com. Remember that is spelt with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there you can find links to past shows, show notes, none today, links to the songs, links to email if you need to get in contact with me, and a link that says value for value. I release this podcast free of charge, no paywalls, no advertising, so that way you can listen to it, you can consume it, and you can find a point of value, some a means of what you think it's worth. And if you found any value out of it, be it a single episode or the entire catalog, fantastic, thank you, I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, gets the gears turning, gets something to have that conversation with someone to start their successful day. But if you found that I've earned a monetary amount of value, be that the US dollar, there's a link that'll take you to PayPal, or Bitcoin, otherwise known as Satoshis, the teeny tiny bits that are easier to transact. I've got a fountain link that's available on the website as well. And you can chip in, you can donate, you can support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Like today's executive producer, Lavish, of the Behind the Schemes podcast. His co-host is Booberry. You find those two wonderful professional individuals at badradio.live. And Lavish sent in 52,777 Satoshis, otherwise equal to about $13. But I'd like to thank everybody else for listening. Oh, and he said Pro Boost. Those guys are professionals. But I'd like to thank you all for listening. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week.